To us,
我们为神所给我们这些孩子们感谢他。
We see them grow.
我们可以看见他们成长。
Every year, and we know we are getting older every year.
我们看他们每年的成长，就知道我们也慢慢的变老了。
Yeah, but as parent, you have a very solemn responsibility.
但是作为父母，你有一个非常重要的责任。
Not only feed them well, provide all the living environment for your kids.
不只是要，这是为他们食物啊，给他们提供一个成长的环境。
The most important thing is you are the role model for your kids.
更重要是你们是你们孩子的榜样。
You have to lead them in the Lord.
你应该在主里面来带领他们。
Yes, I hope in this church, all the parents will have this understanding.
我们希望我们教会里面的每一个父母都能有这样的明白。
We will continue to fellowship on the subject of God's mystery.
我们继续在神的奥秘的这个题目上来思考。
Yes, and shall we read a few scriptures?
我们来读几段圣经。
Let's open our Bible.
我们打开圣经。
To Ephesians.
以弗所书。
We will read chapter 2.
我们读第二章。
From verse 11 to 16.
第十一节到第十六节。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11 through 16.
以弗所书二章十一到十六节。
I will read the odd verses and my brother will read the even verses in English.
所以我们会中英文交替来读。
Yeah. Therefore, remember that formerly you, the Gentile in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by the so-called circumcision, which is performed in the flesh by human hands.
那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的旧约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。
But now in Christ Jesus, you who formerly were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ.
因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
By abolishing in his flesh the enmity, which is the law of commandments contained in ordinance, that in himself he might make the two into one new man, thus establishing peace.
既在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借这十字架使两下合为一体，与神和好了。
In this paragraph,
在这一段
we see few terms we have to use other scripture to tell us what's the meaning.
我们看到有几个词我们要从其他的经节来来看一下，来知道它到底是什么意思。
In verse 11,
在十一节
says, remember that you were at the time separate from Christ, excluded from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers to the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world.
在十二节说，那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的旧约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。
So we have to find out what does it mean, excluded from the promise.Covenant of promise.
我们要从其他地方来看一看这个地方所说以色列国民以外所应许的旧约上是局外人到底是什么意思。
Yes, let's turn to Genesis chapter 12.
我们翻到创世纪的十二章。
Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 through 3.
好，我们看创世纪十二章一到三节。
This is the first time God revealed himself through his servant Abraham.
这是神第一次借着他的仆人亚伯拉罕来启示。
They establish an initial covenant.
他们建立了这个最初的这个约。
And then we will see how it progress.
我们下面来看它是怎么样来发展的。
Chapter 12, verse 1.
十二章第一节。
Now the Lord said to Abraham, Go forth from your country, and from your relatives, and from your father's house, and to the land which I will show you.
第一节，耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你的地去。
And I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you, and make your name great, and so you shall be a blessing.
我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，也要你也要叫别人得福。
And I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curse you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
为你祝福的我必赐福于他那咒诅你的我必咒诅他地上的万族都要因你得福
So in these three verses we will see the initial promise from God to Abraham
从这几节我们可以看到神在给亚伯拉罕最初的那个应许
He will bless him and his descendants
他要祝福他和他的后裔
Now we go to chapter 17
下面我们到第十七章。
We'll read from verse 1-8.
我们读第一节到第八节。
Same way, my brother and I will take turn.
我们要交替来读。
Chapter 17 from verse 1-8. Verse 1. Now when Abraham was 99 years old, and the Lord appeared to Abraham and said to him, I'm God Almighty. Walk before me.And be blameless.
第二节，我就与你立约，使你的后裔极其繁多。
And Abraham fell on his face, and God talked to him with him, saying,
我与你立约，你要做多国的父。
No longer shall your name be called Abraham, but your name shall be Abraham, for I will make you the father of multitude of nations.
我必使你的后裔极其繁多。国度从你而立，君王从你而出。
And I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants after you throughout their generations for an everlasting covenant to be God to you and to your descendants after you.
我要将你现在寄居的地，就是迦南全地，赐给你和你的后裔。永远为业，我也必做他们的神。
And then go to Exodus.
我们下面到出埃及记。
19.
十九章。
This is the covenant with the people of Israel.
这是和以色列民所立的约。
When they came out of Egypt.
当他们从埃及出来以后。
Yeah, we'll read from verse 3 to verse 6.
我们从第三节读到第六节。
And Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain, saying, Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob, and tell the sons of Israel.
我向埃及人所行的事，你们都看见了，且看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上，带来归我。
Now,Then, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be my own possession among all the peoples. For all the earth is mine.
第六节，你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。这些话你要告诉以色列人。
Okay.
好。
Now these are the background for the relationship between Israel and God.
这就是以色列人和神之间这个关系的一个背景。
Was established by a covenant.
是靠这个约来建立的。
Now we will continue to our text in the Ephesians.
下面我们回到以弗所书。
Let's go to Ephesians chapter 2. Continue on. We will read from verse 19 to 22.
我们回到以弗所书第二章，我们从第十九节继续往下读到二十二节。
So then, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are the God's household.
并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
In whom the whole building being fitted together is growing into a holy temple in the Lord.
你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
Lastly, we will read chapter 3.
最后我们读第三章。
From verse 3 through 6.
三到六节。
That by revelation there was made known to me the mystery, as I wrote before in brief.
你们念了就能晓得我深知基督的奥秘。
Which in other generations was not made known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed to the holy apostles and prophets in the Spirit.
这奥秘就是外邦人在基督耶稣里借着福音得以同为后嗣，得为同为后嗣，同为一体，同盟应许。
Okay, that's it.
好，就这些经节。
All the scripture we just read.
就是这些啊，我们今天就读这些经节。
Lately, I have been fellowship on this subject of God's mystery.
最近我们一直在交通神的奥秘。
And because this is the largest mystery in the whole universe.
因为这是这个宇宙中最大的奥秘。
But thank God, He is willing to reveal Himself the mystery to us.
感谢神，他愿意把这个奥秘向我们启示。
For every Christian,
对于每个基督徒来说，
since we are saved by God,
自从我们被神拯救，
we have a duty.
我们有一个责任。
What is the duty?
什么责任呢？
To understand God's mystery.
来明白神的奥秘。
Because this is hidden in his creation.
因为这是在他创造的时候是个隐藏的。
If he never really explained to us, none of us will know why we are here.
如果他不向我们解释，我们没有一个人能够明白我们为什么在这里。
Why there is such a humongous universe?
为什么有这么一个浩大的宇宙？
What's the meaning of all these creation?
这所有的创造是什么意思呢？
Is there a purpose?
有什么目的吗？
If the whole universe just exists without any meaning, then what a waste.
如果说整个宇宙存在没有任何的意义的话，
just like,
这实在是一个浪费。
Just like architect design a beautiful building, but just leave it there as is, nobody use it.
就像一个建筑师他造了一个很漂亮的一个建筑，但是呢没有任何用处。
Lost the purpose.
就没有什么意义。
So you and I, since you were born,
自从我们出生以来，
I think we have a mind God gave to us, thank God for that.
我们在我们脑子里都有这么一个想法，
and we can think many things.
我们的脑子可以思考很多的事情。
But I think since you grow up, you gradually understand something, you will ask a simple question.
等你们慢慢长大，你们脑子就会慢慢的理解，你们就会问一个很简单的问题。
Who am I?
我是谁？
Why am I here?
我为什么在这里？
What's the meaning of human life on this earth?
人在这个地上的生活的意义是什么？
Besides every day we eat, we go to school, we work, and come home, we rest, we sleep.
除了我们每一天我们吃饭，我们去上学，我们去工作，然后我们回家休息，我们睡觉。
We repeat this over and over every day.
我们这样每天每天就这样重复。
And besides you are making money, earn a living, anything else?
除了你挣钱，然后可以养家糊口，还有什么？
Thank God.
感谢神。
He will reveal something above all of this. There is a higher calling, higher purpose.
我们感谢神，他就是要向我们来，让我们向我们来启示，在这一切上面有一个更高的一个目的。
Right. So, now the whole world is celebrating the birth of Jesus.
现在整个世界都在庆祝耶稣的降生。
God sent His beloved Son to this earth.
神把他的爱子赐到这个世上来。
He sacrificed His Son.
他舍弃了他的儿子。
To go to the cross.
走上十字架，
pay the highest price
付出了最高的代价
to redeem us
来救赎我们
for what
为了什么呢
oh we will not go to hell and we can go to heaven
哦，这样我们就可以不用下地狱，我们就可以上天堂了
yeah that's our very primitive understanding
yeah 这是我们最初的理解
it's true in one sense
在某一个意义上来讲，这是真的
but if that's all of the meaning of salvation I think your God is too small
如果这就是救恩的全部的意义的话，那想那这个神实在是有点太小了。
He has a higher purpose.
他有一个更高的目的。
So thank God we see, the mystery of God. He revealed through Paul and now to all of us.
我们感谢神，他把这个奥秘通过保罗来向我们大家都来一个启示。
In the past Sundays, I have touched the first point in the book of Ephesians.
上个星期我们讲到了以弗所书的第一个点。
No, about a month ago.
一个月以前。
In chapter 1, I think Paul tried to tell us there is the purpose of God.
我想在第一章里面，保罗想试图向我们说，解释这个神的旨意。
In verse 9 and verse 10.
在第九节和第十节。
Yes. He made known to us the mystery of his will according to his kind intention.Which is he purpose in him.
都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。
Verse 10,
第十节。
With a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of the time, that is the summing up of all things in Christ, things in heavens and things upon the earth in him.
要照所安排的在日期满足的时候使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一
In other words
换句话说
I hope you still remember、huh?
我希望大家还能够记得
The purpose in this mystery of God
神这个
Of his will
神的旨意的
Is when the time comes
当时间到了的时候
He will sum up everything
他要把所有的一切
In heaven, on earth,
在天上的，在地上的。
In His Son, Christ Jesus,
都在他的儿子耶稣基督里面。
In other words,
换句话说
，He will be highest.
他要最高。
He will be in charge of everything.
他要掌管一切。
He is the King and He is the Lord.
他是王，他是主。
That is the eternal purpose of God.
这是神永远的旨意。
And then we go on.
然后我们就继续。
You continue.In this chapter.
我们继续看第一章。
And then Paul tells us.
然后保罗告诉我们。
How he can sum up everything in him.
他怎么样能够让一切在基督里面同归于一。
There is a vehicle.
这个有一个工具。
This vehicle is called church.
这个工具叫做教会。
And in chapter 1 verse 22 and 23.
第一章的二十和二十一节。
And he put all things in subjection under his feet and gave him a head as head over all things to the earth. 22节
又将万有伏在他的脚下使他为教会做万有之首。23节
Which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
教会是他的身体是那充满万有者所充满的。
In other words,
换句话说
In order for him to fulfill the purpose,
为了让神的旨意能够成就
Christ will be the head of everything.
耶稣要是一切的头
And the vehicle to carry out this purpose is called the church.
这个来实现神的旨意的方法就是教会
And the relationship between church and Christ, Paul used the headand the body.
基督和教会的关系保罗在这就用头和身体来做比喻。
Each one, we have a head and a body sitting here, looking at me, and trying to understand what I'm talking about.
我们每个人这边都有一个头一个身体都坐在这里想来明白我们在讲什么。
I hope you never see a body without a head.
我希望你从来没有看见说一个身体没有头。
It would be horrible.
那很可怕。
Or a head without a body.
或者一个头没有身体。
Your body is inseparable from your head.
你的身体和你头是不可分的。
Your body is the expression of your head.
身体是头的一个表达。
Amen?
大家都同意吗？
Hey, so this is the analogy God tried to show us in order for the head, the Christ, to express his will, his power, he needs a body.
这就用这个比喻，神向我们来看，让我们看见说，为了让他的这个头的旨意能够释放出来，需要有一个身体。
And this body or this mystery is the church.
这个身体或者说这个奥秘就是教会。
So you will see how important this body to the head.
所以我们会看到这个身体就是个教会对头多么重要。
It's inseparable.
是不可分开的。
He is working hard to build up his body.
他非常努力的来建造他的身体。
This is the point number two, also involve this mystery.
这就是我们交通神的奥秘的第二点。
Today, all these I have shared that in the past.
我们前面都已经交通了这么多。
Now we come to the point number three.
现在我们来到第三点。
Let's read chapter 3, verse 3 to 6.
我们读第三章的三到六节。
Chapter 3, verse 3 to 6.
第三章三到六节。
That by revelation there was made known to me the mystery, as I wrote before in brief.
用启示使我知道福音的奥秘，正如我以前略略写过的。
And by referring to this, when you read, you can understand my insight into the mystery of God, of Christ.
你们念了就能晓得我深知基督的奥秘。
Verse 5.
第五节。
Which in other generations was not made known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostle and prophet in the Spirit.
这奥秘在以前的世代没有叫人知道，像如今借着圣灵启示他的圣徒、圣使徒和先知一样。
To be specific, that the Gentiles are fellow heirs and fellow members of the body and fellow partaker of the promise in Christ Jesus.
这奥秘就是外邦人在基督耶稣里借着福音得以同为后嗣，同为一体，同蒙应许。
So the third point Paul tried to tell us,
保罗在试图告诉我们的第三点，
This body of Christ,
这个基督的身体，
contains two portions,
包括两部分。
Which two?
哪两部分？
One part is the Israel,
一部分是以色列人。
The other part is the Gentile,
另一部分是外邦人。
SoYou have to see God's work will put these two class or two groups of people into one.
你可以看见神的工作是把这两部分合在一起。
So originally it never revealed to anybody in the Old Testament.
起初在旧约里面这一点没有向任何人来做启示。
Until New Testament time.
一直到了新约的时代。
When Christ came, he first worked, he was born as a Jew.
当耶稣来的时候，他是降生在地上，是一个以色列人。
Right, and he worked among the Jew first.
他也是最先在犹太人中工作。
And then his own people reject him.
但是他自己的民拒绝了他。
He still continued to work with the Gentiles.
然后他就继续在外邦人中工作。
So he went to the cross.
他上了十字架。
His offering of this Lamb of God, his sacrifice, not only died for the Jewish people, also died for the Gentiles.
这个牺牲的这个神的羔羊，不仅是为犹太人死的，也是为外邦人死的。
So today I will spend some time to explain to you how these two can come together.
今天我们会花些时间来交通 这两部分怎么样能够合为一体
？Right. And we have to see the sequence. I first took you through the Genesis.
我们要一步一步的来看。我们刚才先看了这个创世纪。
In Genesis, you will see when God began His work.
在创世纪中，你可以看见神在开始他工作的时候。
He chose one person first.
他最先选了一个人。
His name was Abraham.
名字叫亚伯拉罕。
And he called him out.
他把他招出来。
Right? Said, Lord said to Abraham, Go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you.
神对亚伯兰说你要离开本地本族父家往我所要指示你的地区。
Tell me, when the time God called Abraham, where was he?
大家知不知道在神召亚伯兰的时候他在哪里？
Ur, right?
在乌尔。
If you go to today's map, can you find where is Ur as of today?
大家知道，如果看地图的话，知道这个乌尔现在在哪里吗？
啊、that's Iraq.
在伊拉克。
It's you see there were two great rivers.
大家看到在那里有两条大河。
Euphrates. And Tigris.Those two rivers will flow and then merge into one.
还有一条河叫
底格里斯河，
底格里斯河，
幼发拉底。
最后可以看到这两条河合在一起。
Right. And right at the joint of these two rivers,
就在这两条河交汇的地方
you will find Ur.
就可以看见
Ur. Right. That's where Abraham used to be.
那就是亚伯拉罕以前住的地方。
A prosperous city.
是个很繁荣的城市。
But the whole city didn't know God. They served the idols.
但是整个城的人都不认识神，他们是敬拜偶像。
And out of God's sovereignty, He will pick this young man.
出于神他的主权，他就把这个年轻人来选中了。
Right, and then call him out.
就把他招出来。
So you have to leave your country, leave your relatives, and go to the place where I will tell you.
他说你要离开你的本地、本家和本族，要到。往我指示你的地方去。
And he gave, I mean, God gave Abraham a promise.
而且神给了亚伯拉罕一个应许。
What is the promise?
应许是什么呢？
Verse 2.
第二节。
I will make you a great nation.
我必叫你成为大国。
And I will bless you and make you name great, and so you shall be a blessing.
我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，也要叫你也叫叫别人得福。
Verse 3.
第三节。
And I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curse you, I will curse. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
为你祝福的，我必赐福与他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都要因你得福。
So in other words, in this calling of God,
换句话说，在神的这个呼召里面
，there is a purpose，
这有一个目的。
What is the purpose？
目的是什么
？If you listen to me，
如果你听我
，I will make you a great name，
我要让你的名为大。
I will make you a great nation，
我要让你成为大族。
And you will be other people's blessing，
你也要成为别人的祝福。
So in other words， God is God of blessing。
所以换句话说，神是一个祝福的神。
But he has to find a channel of blessing。
他一定要找到一个管道。
He will not only bless this particular person.
他不只是祝福这一个人。
And God said, through you, I will bless your descendants.
我要祝福你的后裔。
Through your descendants, I will bless the whole earth.
通过你的后裔，我要祝福整个地球。
So there is a sequence of blessing.
这有一个一系列的祝福。
From one man.
从一个人。
To a family.
到一个家庭。
To his descendants.
到他的后裔。
To the whole earth.
到全地。
Okay, you see that.Sequence of blessings.
可以大家看到这个祝福的这个顺序。
That's the very first time God revealed how He will work among men.
这是第一次神向我们启示说他怎样在人的中间工作。
And then when you come to chapter 17,
我们如果来到第十七章
，you will see this covenant getting clear.
我们可以看到这一个约变得更清晰。
Let's go back to what we read.
我们再回到我们刚才读过的
Chapter 17 verse 1
十七章第一节
Now when Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said to him, I am God Almighty, walk before me and be blameless.
亚伯兰年99岁的时候耶和华向他显现对他说我是全能的神你当在我面前做完全人
And I will establish my covenant, he used the word covenant.Between me and you.
我就与你立约。大家看到这里用了约这个字。
Yes. And I will multiply you exceedingly.
使你的后裔极其繁多。
Verse 4.
第四节。
As for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be the father of multitude of nations.
第四节。我与你立约你要做多国的父。
So now you see the word covenant showed up.
现在大家可以看到约这个字出现了。
This is the blessing God will establish this covenant with Abraham. So between me and you.
这是神的祝福是通过这个约在神和亚伯拉罕之间。
If you lay hold of this covenant, you will see this covenant go through the whole Bible.
如果你抓住了这个约你可以看到这个约从圣经的最整个圣经都贯穿。
Include the Old Testament and the New Testament.
包括了旧约还有新约
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
today we sit here.
今天我们坐在这里
not by accident.
不是偶然
Today we can sit here. We can pray to the Lord. We can sing songs. We can be brothers and sisters. All based on this original covenant.
我们今天可以一起坐在这里，一起祷告，一起唱诗歌，一起来敬拜他，成为弟兄姐妹。都是因为这个约。
This is the greatest promise God has ever promised to a human being.
这是神对人所曾经做过的最伟大的一个应许。
Start with a single person.
从一个人开始。
From him establish a family.
从他开始建立了一个家庭。
Not like Adam. Adam, the whole people from Adam was because of sin, totally destroyed.
不像亚当。因为亚当的时候因为罪的原因全都被破坏了
Right. So God in a sense start again through Abraham.
神又重新从亚伯拉罕开始
Try to show us what is the way God can bless us.
让我们看见神来祝福我们的方法是什么
And through a covenant.
是通过一个约
This is very interesting.
这非常有趣
So you have to understandThis original covenant.
你一定要明白这个最初的这个约。
But you will see in this covenant, you will find the sequence of blessing.
在这个约里面，你可以看见一系列的祝福。
First from this single man, and then to his family, and then to a whole race.
最初从这一个人，然后到他全家，后来到他全族。
That's called Israel.
这就是以色列人。
The nation of Israel.
以色列国家
But you and I, if you study Old Testament, you will know that the nation of Israel go through thick and thin.
如果我们看旧约的话，我们知道以色列这个国在历史上它是有高有低。
Mm-hmm. Sometimes blessed, richly blessed by God.
有时候它是大大的被神祝福。
Sometimes they were cursed very badly by God also.
有时候他也被神大大的咒诅。
And you study the Old Testament, you will know there is a reason why God blessed them or why God cursed them.
如果你看旧约的话，你可以看到那有一个原因，为什么神会祝福他，为什么神会咒诅他。
What was the reason?
原因是什么呢
？When they listen to God's command,
当他们听神的话的时候
，God bless them.
神会祝福他们。
When they reject God, worship the idol.
当他们拒绝神，他们敬拜偶像的时候
，God called them to repent, but they refuse.
神召他们，让他们悔改，但他们拒绝了。
Then you will see the curse comes.
这你就看见这个神的咒诅就来到了。
That's the history in the Old Testament repeat over and over.
这就是在旧约里面可以看到以色列的历史上就是一遍一遍的重复。
But you will see God never really gives up.
你可以看见神从来没有。放弃。
Although this cycle over and over many, many, many times,
虽然这个循环好像是一直一直在进行。
God's love persists.
但是神的爱是持续的。
Right. never really said, "Ha, you are so corrupt, I gave up."
从来没有说啊，你们这样的败坏，我就是放弃了。
On the contrary, any time when they are willing to come back, turn back to God, God will accept them again.
而且我们可以看见，每次他们转回转转向神的时候，神都会原谅他们，再接受他们。
But unfortunately,
但不幸的是
，the time they receive blessing is much compared to the time they receive curse. You will see, their rebellious time it was much much more than when they are submit to God's will.
不幸的是，你如果看这历史的话，看见他们蒙福的时间和这个他们得受咒诅的时间相比是非常少。
But thank God,
感谢神
God never really give them up totally.
神没有从来没有完全的放弃他们。
So God sent His Son.
所以神把他的儿子派来。
And then you will see Jesus Christ work among His own people for 3.5 years.
可以看到耶稣在他的自己的名里面工作了三年半。
Very few of his own people receive Christ Jesus.
很少的犹太人会接受耶稣。
That's his disciple, we call 12, and then later on grow into 120.
最初有十二个门徒，再后来增长到120。
But all the rest, include the high priest all the way down.
但是其余的人从大祭司一直往下。
They reject Jesus.
他们都拒绝了耶稣。
They don't believe him.
他们都不相信他。
So you will see this promise of God turn from the Jew to the Gentile.
所以大家可以看到神的这个应许就从犹太人转向了外邦人。
And if you study Romans chapter 15,
如果你研读罗马书
Right. You will see Paul try to explain this mystery to us, but today we will not touch that.
大家可以看到保罗试着想把这个奥秘向我们解开，但我们今天不再做进一步的研究。
We will only focus that Paul try to tell us.
我们只是来看看保罗想让我们向上面说什么。
Through this letter of Ephesians,
在以弗所书里面
，God has a purpose.
神有个旨意。
He called this eternal purpose of God.
他称为神永远的旨意。
He wants to sum up everything in His Son Jesus.
他想要把这一切在他的儿子耶稣里面同归于一。
He chose a vessel. This vessel is called Church of Christ.
他选了一个器皿，这个器皿就叫做教会。
Also explained as the body of the Lord Jesus，
也可以称为就是主的身体。
All right, now the third point he tried to tell us in this church, in this body, include two parts.
第三点，他想告诉我们，就是说这个教会就是神的这个身体里，主的这个身体里面有两部分。
The part one part is his descendants of Abraham.Called Israel.
一部分就是亚伯拉罕的后裔称为以色列人。
But the other part,
的另一部分
is called the Gentile.
是就是外邦人。
It's also called, we just read, the uncircumcised.
就是刚才我们读到的，就是那称为没受割礼的。
Right. The reason there is such a difference between circumcised, uncircumcised, because in Genesis chapter 17.
为什么我们会有这个割礼和没有割礼这个之说呢？这是因为在创世纪第十七章。
Right. When Abraham was 99.
在亚伯拉罕九十九岁的时候。
God said, I will bless you.
神说我要祝福你。
I will give you a son.
我会给你一个儿子。
What did Abraham say to the Lord when he heard, I will give you a son?
当亚伯拉罕听到神说我要给你一个儿子的时候，他怎么对神说的？
What was the story?
那个故事是什么？
You have already given me.
亚伯拉罕说你已经给我一个儿子了。
You bless Ishmael, that would be good enough.
如果你祝福以实玛利的话，那已经很好了。
God says, no, that's not the one.
神说 不，那不是，不是那一个。
The one I will give to you is through you and your wife Sarah.
我所给你的是通过你和你的妻子撒拉。
You know, he is 99.
你知道他已经99岁。
How old was Sarah?
撒拉怎么样？
90.
90岁。
So far as human being, natural life is concerned.
所以作为人来讲，这是一个很有一些担心，有些问题。
These two are too old to have a son.
这两位已经太老了，已经不能够生一个儿子了。
But God said, I will give it to you next year.
但神说，我明年会给你一个儿子。
You know what was Abraham's reaction to God?
亚伯拉罕对神的反应是什么？
He laughed.
他笑了。
And told his wife Sarah. Sarah also laughed.
然后告诉撒拉，撒莱也笑了。
In a sense, God, are you kidding?
所以意思就是说，神你在开玩笑吗？
Oh, God said, I'm not kidding.
神说没有，我没有开玩笑。
Your son's name will be called laughing.
你的儿子的名字会称为笑。
Isaac.
就是以撒。
Yes. So.
所以。
He believed.
所以他就相信了。
So God said, because you believe, you are called righteousness.
所以神说，因为你相信了，你就称为义。
And from that day, God said, you have to do one thing.
那从那天起，神说你要做一件事情。
You and every male in your family has to go through circumcision.
你和你家里所有的男丁一定要经过割礼。
That's the beginning of this so-called circumcision.
这就是这个所谓割礼的起源。
Because there is a meaning for this sign of circumcision.
因为对于割礼这个记号是有意义的。
And Paul told us,
保罗告诉我们,
what's the meaning of circumcision?
这个割礼的意义是什么呢?
Outwardly, it's a physical sign on a man, a male child.
从外表上看,这只是一个从男孩身上的一个记号。
But there is a spiritual significance.
但是在属灵上有一个重要的意义。
The spiritual significance is the day when Abraham said, I cannot have a son unless you say so, I believe.
这个从属灵的意义就是说，因为那一天亚伯拉罕说，我相信你说我会有个儿子，你说了，我就相信。
Mm-hmm. But 20 years ago,
但是二十年前
,God also said, you will have a son.
神也对亚伯拉罕说，你会有一个儿子。
He said, I believe.
然后亚伯拉罕说，也相信了。
And they wait.
然后他也等待了。
Year one, year two, wait 5 years.
他一年两年一直等了五年。
No son.
还没有儿子。
So his wife said, but maybe we should do something.
然后他的妻子说，我们或许应该做些事情。
Now, what's your idea?
你的办法是什么？
The wife said, well, maybe I'm too old.
亚伯兰，那个撒拉说，哎，可能是我太老了。
Right. I have a maid, young maid.
我有一个使女。
If you sleep with her, have a son, that will be count as our son.
如果你与他同情，然后有得一个儿子的话，那个就算作我的儿子。
Very smart.
非常聪明。
And the husband said, oh, sure, we will do.
那个丈夫就说，哦，太好了，我们就这样做吧。
So they did it.
然后他们就这样做了。
When he was 86,
当他86岁的时候，
he got a baby.
他得了一个儿子。
His name was Ishmael, right?
名字就叫做以实玛利。
That son exists in the family. They gave thanks to the Lord.
这个儿子生了以后，这个全家都为此感谢神。
For how many years?
过了多少年呢？
13 years.
13年。
Every year.
每年。
God, we thank you, give us this good son.
神，我们谢谢你给我们这么好的一个儿子。
But Lord never said anything.
但神从来没有说话。
Until he was 99.
一直到亚伯拉罕99岁的时候。
I will give you a son, not that one.This next year you will have a son.
然后神说我会给你儿子，不是那一个，是明年我会给你儿子。
So between these two sons, there's a gap of about 14 years.
在这两个儿子之间有14年的间隔。
And when the second son came out,
当这第二个儿子出来的时候，
they worship God.
他们也敬拜神。
Because it's a miracle son.
因为这是一个一个神迹。
Right. Humanly speaking, impossible.
从人来说，这是不可能的。
But God sovereignly make this happen, make it happen.
但神的主权就让这件事情发生了。
So that Isaac is called promised son.
这个以撒就称为应许之子。
Which is beyond human ability.
这是超越了人的能力。
It's purely God's power.
完全是神的大能。
So that's the reason God said, because you believe, it's not out of you, but you believe, so you have a circumcision.
所以这就是神对亚伯拉罕说，因为你相信了，这一切不是出于你自己，你相信了，这就是你的割礼。
Right, that's the meaning of circumcision.
这就是割礼的意义。
It is God, it's not your human ability.
是神，而不是你人的能力。
It is God's promise.
是神的应许。
And only thing we have to know is we trust whatever God says, so shall it be done.
所以我们学到的就是，我们完全相信神说的话，他说了就会成。
But in the beginning, we'll never know this lesson.
但在一开始我们从来不知道这个教训。
We thought we can do something, help God to fulfill his purpose.
我们可以做一些事情来帮助神实现他的目的，他的旨意。
And we produce something that's called Ishmael.
然后我们就造出来一些东西，就叫做以实玛利。
But I said, no, that's not the one I want you to have.
然后神说，不是，那不是我想要你们所要的。
I will give you, this is the way I give it to you.
神说，以撒，这才是我要给你们的方式。
That's the way I will bless not only you, also everybody after you.
这个方式才是我不仅要祝福你，而且要祝福你以后的那所有的人。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹，
this is a mystery.
这是个奥秘。
God tried to reveal to us the way of God.
神想向我们来启示他做事的方式。
He will choose a very fleshy person like Abraham.
他会选择一个非常有血气的人，就是亚伯拉罕。
That's you and me represent.
这就代表了你和我。
But God says, I will do something through you, but not depend on you.
神说，我要通过你来做一些事情，但是呢，不是靠你的力量。
If you do it through your strength, the glory belongs to who? Belongs to you.
如果你做这件事情是靠你自己的力量的话，这个荣耀是归谁呢？是归你
，right？
是吗
？I can do it，
我可以做。
I'm smart，
我很聪明。
I'm able，
我也很能干。
So the glory belongs to me，
所以这个荣耀就归我。
But God said no，
但神说不是。
I will do through you， but not from you。
但神说我是通过你来做，但是不是从你而来。
It has to be totally because of God's promise。
这一定是完全是由于神的应许。
So we all have to learn through this。This is the way of the cross.
所以我们都要学这个功课，这就是十字架的功课。
To take our flesh part out of this God's will.
我们把我们属血肉的那个部分从神的这个旨意中间拿去。
So this is the mystery of this covenant.
这就是这个约的奥秘。
All right. So now, God says, now I'm going to create a vessel. This vessel is called church.
好，神说，我现在要建造这一个器皿叫做教会。
And this church has two portions. One portion is the chosen people of Israel.
这个教会呢有两个部分，一部分是选民，就是以色列人。
And the other part is who we are, the Gentile.
另一部分就是我们，就是外邦人。
And God will put these two together.
神呢会把这两下合在一起。
It's easy to say, but it's very difficult to accomplish.
说起来容易，但是要实现非常难。
He used, if you read the scripture, you will see, Paul used a few important words.
如果你在看这个圣经的话，你可以看见保罗用了几个很特别的词。
Verse 14.
十四节。
For he himself is our peace, who made both groups into one, and broke down the barrier.Of the dividing wall.
第十四节，因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
You know, in the Old Testament,
你知道在旧约里面
，there is a wall between the chosen people Israel and the Gentile.
在神的选民和外邦人之间有一堵墙。
And they shall not mingle.
他们不能混在一起。
They have to set apart.
他们一定要拿着以这个墙为界，为分开。
Anytime you see in the Old Testament the Israel marry the Gentile, that's no-no.
如果在旧约里面你看见以色列人和外邦人通婚的话，这是绝对不可以的。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Why God not allow the Israel marry the Gentile girls?
为什么犹太人不能够和外邦人结婚呢？
Because through the marriage, they will usher in idols.
因为通过这个婚姻，他们会引进这些偶像。
Then these stupid men will just worship their idols.
所以这些愚蠢的犹太人的男人，他们就会去敬拜那些偶像。
Then the whole separation from the idols totally destroyed.
所以那一切就说分别为圣、不敬拜偶像的这些条例就全都违反了。
So you will see there is a distinct division between Gentiles and Israels.
所以大家可以看到，在犹太人和外邦人之间有一个很明显的一个一个分隔。
You remember one time when God tried to call Peter to preach to the Gentile.
大家记得在有一次神叫彼得去向外邦人传道。
Oh, that's terrible. No.
彼得说 no, 不可以，绝对不行。
God has to give him a vision.
神要给他一个意象。
There is a big cloth coming down from heaven, and in this cloth, there are all kinds of animals.
从天上降了一块大布，然后里面有很多各种各样的动物。
Some clean animals, some unclean animals.
有洁净的，有不洁净的。
And the voice said, "Kill it and eat it."
有个声音对他说，把他们杀了，然后吃掉。
Remember what Peter's response?
他记得保罗彼得的反应是什么？
No way, Jose.
哦，不行不行。
Since my childhood, I never eat all these unclean things.
我从出生从小就从没有吃过这些不洁净的食物。
Right. If you go to Canton, and people say you eat monkey head, you will have the same reaction.
如果你去了哪里？
广东，
你要给你这个猴脑的话，你可能有同样的反应。
Right. I never eat it since my childhood. Now you have to eat these terrible things.
所以我从生下来就没有吃过这么这样的东西，你现在让我吃，简直是。
So, this repeat three times.
所以，但是这个意象发生了连续三次。
What does it mean in this vision?
这个意象的意思是什么
？God tried to tell Peter, break through this barrier. Now I want to break through, preach to the Gentiles.
神对想对保罗彼得说的就是说，你要打破这个障碍，你要向外邦人宣道。
So I give you this example, show you the division, the dividing wall is very, very.Distinct.
所以通过这个例子向大家看到，就是说这个外邦人和犹太人之间这个墙是非常明显的。
Not only there is a wall, but there is hostility between them.
不仅有个墙，而且他们这两方是有敌意的。
Right. If you go on, verse 15.
如果看第十五节
，you will see, by abolishing in his flesh the enmity, which is in the law of commandments.Contained in the ordinances, that in him he might make the two into one new man, thus establishing peace.
第十五节，而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦。
See this term, enmity.
看这个词就叫冤仇。
You will see between Gentile and Jew, there is a hostility between them.
你可以看到在犹太人和外邦人之间有这个很强烈的这个对立敌意。
That exists even until today.
那个一直到今天还有。
You know why there is anti-Semitism?
你知道有一个
反犹主义。Yeah. Why Hitler killed 6 million Jews?
为什么希特勒会杀掉600万犹太人？
Why this year in Florida and in What's the city? Kill 11 Jews. Pittsburgh, that's right.
为什么今年在佛罗里达还有在匹兹堡会有11个犹太人会被
Pittsburgh 11, in Florida, I think 6 or 8.
好像在匹兹堡有11个犹太人被杀，然后佛罗里达大概有6个。
This hating Jew beyond any reason is enmity between Jewish people. And Gentile.
这个对犹太人的这个敌意，就是这里所说这个冤仇，就是在犹太人和外邦人之间是存在的。
It's not a racial thing. People explain this is racial thing. No, it's beyond that.
人们可能会说啊，这是因为种族的这个歧视或种族的关系，但是不只是那么简单，是超过那个。
It is spiritual.
是属灵上的。
所以 in this paragraph,
在这一段
God said, I will take that out.
神说我会把那个墙去掉。
How?
怎么去掉？
There is only one way.
只有一条路。
How do you take this wall out? And how do you took this enmity out? Only one way.
你怎么样才能把这个墙去掉，把这个冤仇去掉？只有一条路。
So you will see, in this paragraph, Paul tells us,
你可以看见在这一段里面，保罗对我们说，
this dividing wall only through Christ Jesus.
这一个隔断的墙只有通过耶稣基督。
First, because he died on the cross,
首先他在十字架上为我们死。
He made peace with God.
他与神和解。
So you have to reconcile with God first.
我们一定要先与神和好。
If you have no relationship with God,
如果你和神没有任何关系，
there is a dividing wall.
那有一座墙。
This wall is called sin.
这座隔断的墙就叫做罪。
And also there is an enmity between you and God.
而且在神和我们之间也有这个冤仇。
Because we are sinners.
因为我们是罪人。
God is holy.
神是圣洁的。
He will judge sins.
他会审判罪。
So there is enmity.
所以这边有个这个冤仇。
So in order to have good relationship between human being, first of all, you have to have a good relationship with God.
你想在人之间有这个好的关系，首先我们要和神之间有个好的关系。
So through Christ Jesus dying on the cross,
因为耶稣基督在十字架上的死，
He made peace between God and us.
因为耶稣基督在十字架上的牺牲，他就使神和我们和好了。
So the sin, the wall of sin eliminated.
所以这个罪的这个墙就被去掉了。
Secondly,
第二点。
You will see, because of his death on the cross,
可以看到第二点，因为耶稣基督在十字架上的死，
he gave us, or he eliminated the issue of sin and gave us a new life.
他去掉了这个罪的问题，给我们一个新的生命。
Then our life, this new life, is connected with God.
我们这个新的生命是和神是连接的。
What kind of life is this? This new life.
这个新的生命是个什么样的生命呢？
The new life we receive is what kind of life?
我们新接受的这个新生命是个什么样的生命呢？ 大家知道吗？
Not your parents' life.
不是从你父母那来的生命。
It's from God.
是从神那里来的。
It's Son of God, Jesus' life.
是神的儿子耶稣的生命。
Because of that life,
因为那个生命，
we become a new person.
我们变成一个新人。
Got it?
明白了吗？
Only this new life can connect with the Heavenly Father.
只有有这个新的生命才能够和天上的父神连接。
Okay? So now you see, first, our dividing wall between us and God eliminated.
首先我们看见我们和神之间这段隔断的墙被去掉了。
We reconcile.
我们和神和好了。
Good relationship.
好的关系。
Right? Secondly,
第二，
you receive a new life from Christ.
我们从耶稣得到一个新的生命。
Now you share the same life with Jesus.
现在我们和主和耶稣基督有同一个生命。
So naturally, Son's life united with Father's life, right?
我们知道主的这个生命，耶稣的生命和父神的生命是合在一起的。
This is son between son and father,
儿子和父亲。
Because same quality,
同样的品格。
All right, this is the base.
这是我们的出发点。
Once this is clear,
当这一点明白了。
Now,
现在
，the Israel,
以色列人
，they go through the same procedure.
他们要走同样的
过程。
Right. They have to reconcile with the Father through Jesus.
他们也要通过耶稣和神和好。
By his blood.
靠着他的宝血。
And then they have to go through the new life they receive from Jesus.
然后他们也会得到从耶稣得而来的新的生命。
So they have a relationship with the Father.
他们会和神有关系。
And then because of that,
但是因为这样,
we, the Gentile,
我们外邦人,
and the Israel,
和犹太人,
through the Father and his Son, we are united, become one.
通过这个父, 通过这个子, 我们就 合而为一。
Got it?
明白了吗?
It's a big job by Jesus.
所以耶稣完成的是一个很伟大的工作。
It's already done.
已经完成了
but hasn't fully fulfilled yet.
但是还没有完全的实现。
You know, what do you mean by that?
这什么意思呢？
Because most of us are Gentiles.
但我们大多数都是外邦人。
From first generation all the way until now, first 21st century.
从一开始就到现在的二十一世纪。
How about Jewish people?
犹太人呢？
Have they go through the procedure?
他们经历过这些步骤吗?
Have they repent, accept Jesus Christ as their Lord?
他们有没有悔改来接受,
and Savior?
接受耶稣作为他们的救主, 作为他们的救赎主呢?
As a group, not yet.
作为一个团体还没有。
As an individual, maybe some will be saved.
有些以色列个人已经得救了。
As a group, it is not there yet.
作为一个整体还没有。
But one day,
但是有一天,
which is very close,
很近了。
This will become reality.
这会变成现实。
In other words, the whole nation of Israel will be saved.
整个以色列族会要得救。
You can read a book of Romans, and you can also read a book of Zechariah.
大家可以读罗马书，也可以看撒加利亚书。
Right.From chapter 12 to 14.
从十二
12 to 14.
十二到十四节。十四章。
对对，十二章到十四章。You will see there is a prophecy.
你可以看见有一位先知。
That the whole nation of Israel will repent when the Messiah second coming.
可以整个以色列族当这个弥赛亚回来的时候他们会悔改。
Right. They will all turn back to Jesus.
他们要归向耶稣。
So this issue of anti-Semitism will be solved by that time.
这整个这个反犹主义在那时候就会和解，就会消失。
But you and I has a duty.
但你和我有一个责任。
We have to pray for this.
我们要为此祷告。
Because this is the will of the Father.
因为这是父神的旨意。
So today, when I shared this third point,
现在当我们在这里分享的第三点
is through this covenant
是通过这个约
first through Abraham and then to the children of Abraham
先从亚伯拉罕然后他的后代
now through Jesus Christ
然后通过耶稣基督
to us Gentile
到我们外邦人
now we enjoy this blessing of Abraham
我们现在这里享受神给亚伯拉罕的这个祝福。
Right. Through him and his promised son, we are blessed.
通过他，通过他这个应许之子，我们也得到了祝福。
And then God will build us together under his headship.
然后神会把我们一起建造在他的这个头
under his headship.
在他这个头的下面。
Right.The body and the head has to join together.
这个头和身体一定要联合在一起。
This is called church.
这就是教会。
So brothers and sisters,
好弟兄姐妹
don't despise his church.
不要小瞧神的教会。
It is his wife.
这是主的。
It is his body.
这是主的身体。
It's precious to Jesus.
对神是非常宝贵的。
And you and I are called into this body.
你我被呼召进入这个身体。
And we have a duty to make this happen, cooperate with God.
我们有这个职责和神合作，一起来完成他的旨意。
To be built together，
一起被建造。
You are a part. I am a part. He is a part. We are all. Everybody is the member of this body.
你我我们都是神是身体上的这个一个部分。
Right. You have to fit together.
我们一定要联络得合适。
Right. You need me. I need you.
你们你需要我，我需要你。
We need each other.
我们要彼此都需要。
So this is the calling.
这是神的呼召。
And you will see God's glory when we are submitting to His headship. The glory will be manifested.
大家可以看到，当我们一起都顺服在神的这个带领下面，神的荣耀就会被彰显。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们感谢你。
Thank you, you are willing to reveal your mystery to us.
感谢你，你愿意把你的奥秘向我们来启示。
Thank you for today, we can really have a share in this mystery.
谢谢你，我们今天就是能够在这个你的旨意里面有个有份。
You call us to be your children.
你召我们作为你来成为你的儿女。
You also call us to be your body.
你也召我们成为你的身体。
Lord, what a marvelous will of God.
主啊，这是何等何等美妙的神的这个旨意。
It's also beyond our imagination.
就是超越我们的想象。
So we pray to the Lord.
我们向主祷告。
May the Holy Spirit reveal this mystery really into us.
愿圣灵真是把这个神的奥秘真正的向我们来启示。
So that we can really occupy by the will of God, of the Lord.
所以我们真正的是被神的这个旨意所得着。
If this is forever.
而且这个旨意是一直到永远。
May all of us can join in forever.
愿我们所有人也能够一起加入一直到永远。
You come to this world.To pay a price to get this body.
主，你来到这个世界上，是付了这样巨大的代价，来得到这个身体。
May we can also have the same commitment.
愿我们要同样的这样的，在你里面的这个，commitment.
Yeah, 我们的承认。
我们的承认。
Lord, we pray that your will be done.
主，我们祷告，愿你的旨意成就。
And for this purpose, we offer our whole life into your hand.
为这个目的，我们把我们的整个生命，真是交在你的手上。
May your will be accomplished through us.
愿你的旨意透过我们能够成就。
Help us.
帮助我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
靠耶稣基督的名，我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
好，神祝福大家。
Merry Christmas.
圣诞节快乐。
And Happy New Year.
而新年快乐。